Chapter 2. Sunday mornings in the office weren't good for much besides playing catch-up. Amara shuffled through the paperwork covering her desk. The Reyeses would be coming by sometime this morning. Meantime, she planned to get her notes from the prior week into the computer. A rash of burglaries in Leon Valley consumed her working hours. Lots of paperwork, lots of interviews, lots of angry homeowners, and zero leads. Another 30 minutes or so and it'd be time for a late breakfast. Mama's leftover vegetable enchiladas covered in chili sauce to jumpstart her taste buds. Her stomach rumbled in anticipation, and she hunched forward, covering her belly with her arms in a futile attempt to disguise the sound. One of the other detectives eyeballed her. "Hey, Alvarez, do you mind trying to work over here?" "Whatever, Dotson. Not like I haven't heard any noises from your direction. Keep it over there, okay?" He chuckled. "More room on the outside, right?" She threw a paperclip at him. "What are you, like six? Grow up already." Another detective joined in. "She's right, Wiley. Lay off the late-night burritos for all our sakes." Dotson stood and hitched his pants up around his waist. "And risk losing this figure? No thanks. After my tours, I promised myself that when I left the service, I'd eat whatever and whenever I wanted. Oh, and Alvarez, 58 years young come next Thursday. Be sure and buy me something nice." "Case of Pepto?" He laughed and plopped back into his chair. "Hey, I'll settle for whatever you brought for lunch." "Sorry to disappoint you, but no leftovers from last night. At least not enough for both of us, and if he gets to the food first." "Uh-huh. Never known Mama not to send food home with you. Everybody must have been extra hungry." She shrugged. "The nieces and nephews brought friends. I was lucky to scavenge enough scraps for Larry." He leaned around his monitor to get a better look at her. "I can't believe you took care of your iguana instead of me." "Larry's nicer to me. Smells better, too." Dotson rubbed his chin and nodded. "Point taken. What have you got going today?" "Got to head out to Leon Valley later. Paperwork till then. You?" He scratched the back of his neck. "Got a B&E at a Best Buy over by North Star." "They get much?" "Don't know yet. Probably a bunch of VCRs and stuff." She grinned and turned back to her computer. "VCRs, yep. They're the hottest thing on the black market these days. Hey, while you're there, see if they've got any good deals on record players. Honestly, you're the lead detective. You could at least make an effort to stay in the right century." Her desk phone buzzed, and the lobby receptionist announced that Enzo and Marisa Reyes were here. "Great." She shouldn't have offered to meet with them, but it seemed the polite thing to do at the time. No surprise that they'd taken her up on the suggestion. The pain of losing a child must be unbearable. Whether a cruel joke or wrong number, the text message flared new hope in the mother, and the woman would do anything to turn that hope into reality. She asked the front desk to escort the Reyeses to a meeting room and tell them she'd join them in a moment. Mama's enchiladas would have to wait a bit unless Dotson found them first. After a stop in the break room to hide her breakfast under a container of some sort of pasta that had transitioned to a science experiment, she took the stairs down two flights and paused.